This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, first name Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, date of birth November 27, 1944, date of evaluation March 29, 2022, the chief complaint, left-sided neck pain. The HPI, the patient is a 77-year-old female who presented to the emergency room on February 17, 2022 with left-sided neck pain of 1 week duration. This was associated with dizziness and headaches, period. Symptoms were felt to be similar to her prior CVA episode, period. She was, however, felt to have a strain of neck muscle, period. She presented to the office on February 23rd, 22, with decreased neck pain and resolution of her dizziness and headache, period. She, however, presented to the office today with 3 week history of neck pain and shoulder pain, period. She stated that she was initially evaluated at the emergency room in February and was felt to have shoulder pain. She was given a lidocaine patch with mild relief, period. She now continues with neck pain, which she described as a soreness, period. It is worsened with rotation of the head and neck, period. She stated that it feels like fluid running from the neck to the head constantly, period. The past medical history, she is status post Moderna vaccine, next number TIA, next number hypertension, next number hyperlipidemia, next number breast cancer, past surgical history, unremarkable. The medications, clopidogrel 75 milligrams one daily, rosuvastatin 5 milligrams one daily, complex stress zinc one daily, Miramax PRN, oyster shell calcium PRN, vitamin D daily, allergies. She is allergic to penicillin but tolerates cefalexin. Additional allergies include ciprofloxacin, next number codeine, next number Bactrim, next number diazepam. The penicillin results in angioedema, Bactrim results in hallucination, diazepam in nausea and dizziness. Family history, non-contributory social history. She denies history of alcohol, cigarettes, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, neurologic. As noted in HVI, respiratory, she has dyspnea, cardiac, no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, genitourinary, no frequency, urgency, or dysuria, gastrointestinal, normal, musculoskeletal, she felt as if her left rib cage is protruding more than the right side. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 134/66, pulse 61, respiratory rate 20, height 66 inches, weight 135.2. In general, She is in no acute distress. HEENT, head is atraumatic pneumocephalic, pupil equal round reactive to light and accommodation. Sclera is clear. Extraocular muscles are intact. There is point tenderness at approximately C5 level period. There is tenderness on rotation of the neck period. There's further tenderness on flexion. Musculoskeletal, left shoulder reveals severely decreased range of motion on abduction. The impression, one, cervical pain, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, history of TIA, plan, MRI of the cervical spine, CBC, Chem-20, lidocaine patch 5%, applied daily Q 12 hours on and 12 hours off. Number 30. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.